They say that the ancient Egyptians ate sweet pastries, and that the Crusaders in the Middle Ages brought the recipe for baklava to Europe from the Middle East. It seems that as soon as man figured out a way to blend flour, sugar, butter, and eggs, there was pastry. Fast forward to the 21st century. Pastry can encompass everything from a delicate chocolate eclair to a Little Debbie snack cake. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's Central Standard, the food critics and I will open up the bakery case and sample the full range of pastries, from profiteroles to Pop-Tarts, and everything in between. Join our delectable discussion and tell us where your favorite sweet treats are in Kansas City, and where to find them. But first, the news. Pastry can evoke all kinds of fabulous images. Iced cakes, custard tarts, chocolate glazed eclairs, hot yeasty donuts, profiteroles under a blanket of hot fudge, and hostess cupcakes. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch and a confessed pastry addict. Pastry falls into the category of gloriously indulgent. A little bit is very good, and too much is probably not too good for you. In this edition of Central Standard, we'll investigate Kansas City's tradition of baked goods, from the old cake box shops to the new breed of pastry palaces, including Sasha's Baking Company that recently opened on 9th Street, and Baked in Kansas City, which now inhabits the former Napoleon Bakery space. If it's soft, sweet, chewy, silky, and moist, it's pastry, and that's the subject of the second half of Central Standard. But first, we discuss the newer places to eat in Kansas City with our panel of critics, who will now introduce themselves, starting with Miss Gloria.
Gloria Gale, 435.
Mary Block, AroundTheBlockKC.com, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star and just put out the food truck guide in this week's paper. So check out who's on the streets these days.
Is this officially food truck season now?
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely, especially now that the sun is out.
Very good. And?
And I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I'm a freelance food and drink writer.
Very good. Gloria.
Yes.
Where have you been lately?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I started out. It was a grand tour. I started out at Q39, which is at 1000 West 39th Street.
I think we should, you know, tell our listeners that probably they will remember that place for its longest term tenant, which was the Oriental Buffet.
Right.
Which was not my favorite.
Right. Well, it's been replaced by barbecue.
All right.
And there's ample parking out front, which is a good thing. And it's
By the way, people who remember the Oriental Buffet, which before it was the Oriental Buffet, I'm pretty sure it was a Ponderosa Steakhouse. They will not recognize the interior now. It is so sleek and so beautiful.
It is a great looking space.
Yeah. They obviously put a lot of dough, and I'm talking about money dough and not pastry dough.
They is Rob McGee and his wife, Kelly, and he's executive chef. And he used to head the Munch and Hogs barbecue team for the American Royal, won all kinds of awards, which are
on display.
On display. Yeah. The interior looks like BRGR, which, in fact, it's the same people that came and decorated it. The food is really good. It's very open. It is service. I mean, you can see what's going on in the back in the kitchen because it's open to the public. But it's very, very good. The wings are out of this world. They've got three different kinds of sauces. It was quite wonderful.
All of his barbecue sauces are actually, I've tasted all of them.
They really are. And it's got a nice touch to it. So it's open air a little bit. You went too, Mary, didn't you?
I did go, and I'd offer a slight counterpoint to your comments.
Oh, Mary, how are the fries?
The fries were excellent.
Okay.
The onion straws were a little greasy, but they tasted good when you first ate them. I love the space, and I'd love to go back and sit at the bar. They've got, you know, full bar and great big TVs, and I agree, the meats, everything was fall off the bone, tender. we sampled a ton of barbecue. But I wasn't wild about the sauces. I just
really?
Prefer
I kind of liked them.
The Oklahoma Joes and the LCs and the Dan Edwards
snob.
Of the world.
Well,
but
I mean,
what really what got my husband, he said, I can't go back here for barbecue. He said I'd go back for a Cobb salad. I'd go back for salmon. I'd go back for – he doesn't eat hamburgers. I'd have a hamburger. Was that they were so stingy with the sauce. We went through
really? –
you know, they had tiny little dipping sauces like you'd dip ketchup into. He had to get seven of them. For his meal.
Just buy a bottle.
Wow. And he kept saying, could I have some more? And they'd bring him out one that had, you know, it was
he should have started singing Food Glorious Food from Oliver or something.
More, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the product itself was great. Yeah. It just the sauce, we both
I think they really know what they're doing. We had a little bit of a wait, but that's because it was packed, which is
were
not
you,
a downside.
They're on the weekend night?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's one place. And then I did go to Kansas Town. And I will say that was a Saturday night, and we were the only people there. And a little bit pretentious, and the food wasn't up to par in my book.
And you were not happy with the service.
I was not happy with the service, and neither were the five other people that went with me.
And I wasn't happy with it when I went either. But, and the owner is such a well-meaning guy, but he's never run a restaurant before, and I think it's taking its toll.
We should say that Kansas Town, a name I can't stand, but... Kansas Town is in the old Macaluso's restaurant space. Is it, I want to say it's at the, corner of Mercer and 39th or Genesee? I can't remember. Someone will call in and tell us.
Yeah, one of those. But it needs to be unpretentified. Is that a word?
Well, I think that would be interesting because I think what they're going for is this kind of, sophisticated, or they think it's sophisticated, quality. And, you know, as Mary said, some of the things are really, really good on that menu.
And the chef is talented.
The chef is enormously talented.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit too pretentious, even for 39th Street, and that's saying something. Mm-hmm. You know?
And it's not a great space to be the only table in there, I feel like, because there's just a lot of wood and bare surfaces. And you know how I love wood and bare surfaces. I am not a curtain and rug in a in a restaurant kind of place, but it feels just very sparse
Spartan.
In there.
Yeah, right. And then the other place I went, not to jump to another, but was BurgerFi, which is a brand new joint. It's not a joint.
It's a chain out of Florida.
It's a chain. Right? And they were opening last night, and it is in Park Place at 11635 Ash Street. And it really it's a dolled up Five Guys.
Yeah.
But apparently
probably
they
more expensive, I would think, than Five Guys.
Yeah, a little bit. They say no antibiotics, no hormones, free range, humanely raised beef. And
does that mean they're nice to them before they kill
they
them?
Cut them and then,
what is that about? Okay.
Yeah. And they have a veggie burger for those who are interested. They have, you know, the range of dogs and burgers and fries.
What would you say the price range is?
The price point is from about $6 to $10.
What's the $10 burger?
The $10 burger is the brisket burger. And that's all it comes, you know, it's just chopped up burgers, double natural 28-day dry-aged ground brisket, Swiss cheese, blue cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, and that's it.
No fries come with it?
No. Uh-uh. And then that's separate. You can get Mary. You'll have to try the fresh cut fries, supposedly. And then they have a hippie veggie and alternative fries and urban fries and fries well done and fries limp. So they have a whole lot of fries.
What is an urban fry?
An urban fry is Parmesan and herb fries topped with garlic aioli.
Okay.
How's that sound at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Delicious. Mary.
Okay. A couple more comments on Q39. Reason I think they'll be successful is that they don't have just barbecue. You know, a lot of barbecue places, you're stuck with that. And, you know, Cobb salad, tortilla soup, chicken sandwiches, they rave about the burgers. So I suspect they'll do very well because they'll appeal to a broad palate.
Mm-hmm. I think that place is going to do very, very well.
Yeah.
I want to remind you that you are listening to the Food Critics panel on Central Standard. If you'd like to join the conversation, this is the time to call in. If you've been to Q39 or any of the other new restaurants in Kansas City, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You could send us an email And we're always happy to get your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to...
@KCURCST.
Okay, Mary, continue on.
Okay, I also went to Cucina della Ragazza at 301 Westport Road.
That's Laura Norris's little Italian deli.
Little is the operative word, but boy, is it charming. Yeah. Just an adorable little place.
It's sort of like a clubhouse, Mary, wouldn't you say? It's a clubhouse for Laura's pals and fans of Missy Koontz.
Well, it was. It's just really a well-done restoration. They brought back the fireplace, and they've got the brick walls and stone. And during lunch, I think it's basically a deli. We were there at night, and they have a limited number of entrees and then a few pastas.
And a limited number of tables.
Yes, five. Very limited. Yeah. And you really need to make a reservation. My husband had a fettuccine with sausage and peppers that he loved. I enjoyed a pretty hefty beet salad and some crostini, and it was very good. But I hope they change up the menu a lot because it's so small. But I really love the atmosphere there. Mm-hmm. Very, very comfortable.
Very clubby.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a neighborhood place. Mm-hmm. And I also went to La Bodega at 703 Southwest Boulevard. They have a new lunch menu. They have a fabulous new porchetta open-faced sandwich, a good Cubano. And at night, you know, they're updating all the time, scallops, paella, whatnot. But they also have a little chef's table, which people don't know about. You could seat 8 to 10. It's kind of in the kitchen, but there's a wall between you and the kitchen, but there's a TV as well. So you could go for a sporting game. I don't know if they also show what's going on in the kitchen, but it's a kind of a private room, but not, which is a nice addition, I think.
Very good. You've been all over the place.
Yeah. No. Trying to, there are so many new places right now.
Well, and the weather weather is very much encouraging for dining out.
Well,
now
finally, because
it's
so
places.
Cold over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Emily, where have you been on your travels?
I've kind of been around too. I went to Julep twice. Julep is the new cocktail bar from Bo Williams and Keeley Edgington in Westport. And I should say, full disclosure, they are my friends, but in the city it's hard to go to any new restaurant where you don't know somebody if you're kind of in the food world.
They're also my neighbors.
They are your neighbors, yes. And I love it. It's very, there's a food menu. It's kind of limited, but for a bar.
Well, tell us what's
so
on
limited.
That food menu, Emily.
Well, lots of things, and I've eaten many of them. So they have small plates. They have a cheese plate, so you can get a pimento cheese. They have deviled eggs, which are very good. And after some bad experiences in Kansas City, I am very skeptical of deviled eggs out, and their deviled eggs are great. There's a charcuterie board. They have peel and eat shrimp. If you don't like to peel your shrimp, don't get that. They have a pickle plate for $5 the best pickles I've had in Kansas City.
Are they homemade?
They are house-made quick pickles, and they are so good. And I don't even think there are any cucumbers.
Does it come with anything else?
No. It's, okay. But it's
just the pickles.
I said I want to go on the pickle diet and just eat those pickles all the time.
Sweet and sour?
Quick pickles usually are a good combination of sugar and salt, and they have cauliflower and carrots and celery. And they're made. Oh, I don't even know. It was so good. Like the best pickle plate I've had in a very, very long time.
Preservation Market is doing that too.
Yeah. Oh, so good. And then they have a cheese plate. They have two salads. I tried the arugula and smoked ham salad. It's probably the thing I'm least excited about. It's a salad with ham. But they have some good sandwiches, including a prosciutto and pimento cheese sandwich with arugula and a griddled three cheese sandwich on sourdough with tomato. And they have two desserts. I'm not really a dessert person. So I haven't tried those. And the menu was created by Josh Brogan, who is a chef here.
You might
John Brogan. I'm sorry. John Brogan. Josh, I'm thinking of the actor.
I know. I was
sorry, John.
Is he in town?
Yes. John Brogan.
You might remind our listeners where Julep is.
So Julep is at 4141 Pennsylvania, which is the same building as Port Fonda. However, it is around the corner to the northeast. And if you just see the big whiskey sign, it's actually that little street there is called Archibald Street.
So it's really between Port Fonda and the Ale House.
Right.
Yes, yes. And some really tasty drinks, and clearly their signature drink is a mint julep, and tomorrow they're having a derby party.
That'll be wild.
The juleps will be flowing. Mm-hmm. And I tried a lot of the other cocktails, and they were quite tasty, and I think my favorite was the Oaxacan Sunrise.
And that is Julep, which is the new bar. It does serve food. in Westport. I want to remind you that we are getting emails at centralstandard@kcr.org. Carol called in and talked to our producer to say that she really liked Q39 and she thought our panel was maybe a little too negative. I don't think so, but
well, Gloria loved it. I loved everything except the barbecue sauce.
I have not eaten there yet, but I have, when I interviewed the owners, tasted all the sauces, and I thought the sauces were delicious.
Yeah,
I couldn't
too.
Wait to come. Carol says that the chef personally came out to mm-hmm. greet her, and the food was great. And that seems to be the general consensus of people I've talked to, that it's pretty terrific. Emily, we have to go. That's all there is to
it. We'll go. But first, I have to tell you about all the other places I've been.
Okay, go.
I went to the Majestic for brunch. And confession, I had never been.
People forget about that place for brunch.
I would think of it as a cocktail. You know, it's a hotel. Well, former hotel. Wasn't that an old hotel there?
No, it was an old saloon.
Oh, an old saloon. It's a very cool space. It looks like an old-timey hotel saloon. And yeah, I would have thought of it to go there and get an old timey cocktail. But we had a wonderful brunch. We overordered before knowing they were going to bring out little mini blueberry muffins that were warm.
Mm.
Oh, so good. They're like, we called them the chips and salsa of the Majestic's brunch. And I had the filet Benedict, which was a grilled tenderloin and caramelized onions on garlic toast.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It was so good. We also tried the biscuits.
Did it have hollandaise? Forgive me.
It did. Yes.
Okay. That would do it for me.
I assumed that was a given. I liked their potatoes. A lot of places just put potatoes on a plate and they don't pay enough attention to them. These had little chopped onions and peppers with them and they were so good. Biscuits and gravy we had to try because it said house-made cream biscuits with locally raised buffalo sausage gravy.
Ooh.
So good. And we tried the banana walnut pancake. The order was two. We only got through one of them. But it was delightful. The service was great. The coffee, my coffee cup was full the whole time. It was very full. It's wonderful.
We should say that the Majestic, I believe, is at 9th and Broadway.
Yes, 931 Broadway. Yeah. I also went to Second Best Coffee, which is a new coffee shop at 328 West 85th Street. It's in that strip mall on the northeast corner
of Chili's Mexican Restaurant and the soon-to-be-open, if it's not already open, Tropical Snow Ice Place.
Yes, and that's 85th and Warnell, correct?
Right.
Yes. And so they actually do a rotating selection of local roasters, so they're not using one roaster in particular, but they have breakfast burritos from local pigs. So I had a lamb – it's like a lamb sausage breakfast burrito that was really great, and they wrapped the burrito, and then they put it in, I guess, a panini press or something. So it had that nice crispy outside and came out warm and wrapped, and the presentation was delightful. And then one other place I just stopped into quickly was Tea Loft. It's a healthy juice and gluten-free bakery kind of thing at 8025 State Line. It's in a strip mall. There's an AT&T store there, a little kind of nondescript strip mall. The juice I had was amazing. And I have to say, the place kind of looks like Pinterest threw up all over it.
Mm.
If you like Pinterest, you will love the look of Tea Loft.
When you say that, do you mean kind of antique-y, vintage-y?
Shabby chic to an extreme, which clearly a lot of people love because this place was packed. And, I mean, the juice was great.
What was the juice?
I was called the Lean Mean Machine or something, and it was carrots and ginger and apple and citrus.
I should be.
Is that local?
Tea Loft? I believe it's – I think so. It appears to be, but I cannot say with authority whether it is – maybe someone can call in and tell us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you love healthy juices and shabby chic decor, this is the place for you. But if you don't like pop music, take headphones.
Mm. Oh. When you say pop music, what are we talking about?
Like Maroon 5 and that kind of – I wish I would have had headphones with me.
Interesting. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
I'm assuming a selection of teas as well.
Yes, and gluten-free baked goods.
Are all the baked goods gluten-free?
I cannot say with authority.
All right. That's Tea Loft at 80...
8025 State Line.
All right. I think we've almost covered the gamut here in terms of locations. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. 2888, or you can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us at
@KCURCST.
In the second half of the show, we will be talking about pastries, which I can hardly wait to get to because I love pastries.
Me too.
I mean, you know, and I will say this, that we won't dwell too much on gluten-free pastries, but boy, there are a lot of them now where they're, you know, 10 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to find a good gluten-free pastry. So,
you know, last night I went to, this has nothing to do with a pastry, but Pig and Finch out at Park Place. And it was delicious. And it was crowded. So
I really
I'm glad.
Like it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of the, it's a semi, well, it is a chain, but they're,
well, it's
very
part of
small.
A local,
right.
Very
it's
small.
It's
part of a locally, local, regionally owned.
Regionally,
company,
yeah, from Des Moines.
That has
yeah.
a few, if there, isn't that the same concept 801. As 801?
Yeah, and, 801 okay. and 801 Fish.
But it's
yeah.
the only one of,
of that.
Right. And it's probably the closest to a gastropub in town. You know, a lot of places say they're gastropubs, but I would say they came closest to the definition.
Yeah, it was excellent. So I was glad to see that, you know, places go in and out of favor, obviously, and it was crowded.
See,
so I was
when
glad.
That place first opened, and I will say this as a preface, it did not have the chef it has now, John Smith. But
he's great.
I did not like it when it first opened. I thought it was a little bit pretentious, and I thought the food was inconsistent. But I understand now it's really, really good.
Yeah, really good.
And it's not expensive. So that's a good thing.
Right.
And they do, don't they do specials on Sunday nights or something?
They do specials
chicken.
Every night.
Okay. But I think they have a fried chicken dinner one night.
Yes.
It might not be Sunday.
Okay.
But.
It used to be Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. We are getting a full switchboard at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. Our calls are being screened by our producer, so we're waiting for her to tell us when it is fair to start taking calls. 816-235-2888. I'm trying to think where I have been. Well, I reviewed the new Blanc in Westport this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was a pretty fair review. Not everyone agrees with me. I do like Blanc. I think, you know, if you are in the market for an unusual and unique burger, they have them. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is so keen on unusual and
I like the new space. I think they did a good job with the build-up.
What's it? Where is it? The new one.
It's right across the street from Port Fonda.
In that old breakfast, simply breakfast place.
Okay. Yeah. You know, the problem is that we've got so many good burger places that you can just run in and get a regular down-home burger. You don't have to have it all dolled up.
And so many places that aren't burger places that do great burgers.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. But to fork, I've heard it over and over again, to fork over $10 and more for a burger is a little steep.
Well, I mean, the burgers at the new place you were talking about, which is actually a chain out of Florida, Burger Fi, they're not inexpensive either. I mean, you know, if you want a cheap burger, you have to go to someplace like Town Topic, which I do love. But
$6 for a regular burger.
What's on that burger? Does that even have cheese?
Nope.
So compare one that has stuff on it. You're not going to be that much.
Well, the cheeseburger is $6.57. You know, so.
Do you think people have become spoiled that there are so many places to get a decent burger, a decent cheeseburger? Do you think we're spoiled that we don't really want to pay a premium price for a premium burger?
I think that can be said for lots of food.
Yeah, that's
exactly
right.
People don't want to pay for either a quality meat or I hear a lot of people complaining about the price of fish out. I'm like, you're in Kansas City eating fish.
That's right.
Well, that's
it came here on a plane. It's fresh.
Let's take our first call of the day. Let's go to Lou. Lou in Kansas City. Are you on the air with us?
I'm on the air.
Hey, Lou. What's up?
Hey, several weeks ago you talked about Sasha's downtown,
right.
And I tried that, and I'll tell you, that is one terrific little place and a good place to go for lunch. I really enjoyed it and appreciated your recommendation.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Now, Gloria, were you talking about having lunch there?
No.
I went in advance of the pastry show, and I loved it. It's at 9th and Baltimore, and what a cool space that is.
It faces 9th Street, we should say. It's not actually on Baltimore, but that's in an old hotel building.
Right, next to Milwaukee Deli, which is also new. And I had a couple of cookies that were really good.
Well, you know why everything's so delicious. They have that wonderful pastry chef, Carter Holton, who's great. Can I ask you, Lou, what did you have at Sasha's? Did you have anything sweet?
I did not, but someone else with me did, and they really loved it. But I think the sandwich and the soup was really good.
What kind of soup was it?
I think it was tomato basil, but it was really good.
Mm. Great. Well, Lou, thank you. That, you know, we are doing a pastry show in the second half, and I think Sasha's is going to get a lot of feedback because it's a popular place. Let's go to before we have to go to break. Let's go to Michael in Lee Summit. Mm-hmm. Michael, are you with us? Yes.
Yes.
Did you want to tell us about some place in Lee Summit?
Yeah, there's this place called Unk's Burgers that has a great burger. It's about $6 for the burger. If you want an extra patty, I think it's like $1 to $2. But it's really great flavor. The owner always comes up to our table whenever we go, and I've only been there 3 times, and he recognizes me by now. So,
you know, I'm so glad you called about this, Michael, because I was wondering if Unk's was still around. I wrote about it when it first opened. It's in a strip center, I think, off of what?
Oldham Parkway.
Yeah. I can't remember. Is it what exit do you take to get onto that? Douglas? I can't.
You can take 3rd Street.
Okay, 3rd
Street. Or you can take Colburn and then go like the outer road kind of way.
Great. But I like Unk's Burger too, and it's a you know, really unpretentious, really casual, good burgers.
Oh yeah, they're great, and the service is always great. You know, I wasn't sure if anyone had heard of it, so I thought I'd call in and share.
That is so great. I shout out to Unk's Burgers in Lee Summit.
Yeah.
All right. Has anyone else been there?
Mm-mm. No.
Before we leave the subject of burgers, let's all name our favorite place to get a burger.
That is a tough one.
I mean,
BRGR, Blanc, Majestic.
I still like Town Topic, especially if I've been drinking.
Julian has a great hamburger.
Oh, they do.
And great fries with it.
I hardly ever get them. So.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking for the best pastries in and around Kansas City. Call in with your favorites during this break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, joined by my other food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Today, we're discussing pastries. Where do you go for a fluffy, buttery pastry? You know, I could use a sweet roll just about now. Mm. Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or email us at centralstandard@kcur.org, or even tweet us at
@KCURCST.
And we are getting a lot of phone calls. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Last word on burgers, which was sort of the unexpected theme of the first half of the show. Two callers called to share Jess and Jim's is forgotten. It has good burgers. I think one of the best burgers I've ever had was at Jess and Jim's. Mm. And it had a really good bun, bringing us back to pastries, because, you know, wouldn't buns actually, well, I guess they would fall more in the bread category as opposed to
though,
the pastry.
When Kelly Daniels was doing her Good You food truck, she is now at Remedy.
Right.
I guess.
No, she's not. Is she?
She is.
She is.
Yeah.
I don't know if she started yet.
I even forgot to talk about that. I went there twice or once, and I forgot to talk about
it. Is she actually there? Have started?
She's there. She's not there. She's usually there during the day, so she... You got the whole scoop, Charles.
Yes,
she went
you.
To Pennsylvania,
yep.
Came back, and now she's at Remedy and revamping the menu. And mm-hmm. it's sometimes I would go in there and feel like there wasn't enough after Max Watson left, like there just wasn't enough choice on the menu. And now she's brought a lot of choice back to the menu, and everything is really good.
Including her best burger?
Yeah. So she, that's what I was going to say. Her burger at Good You always had a farm-to-market brioche bun. And I wonder, do you know if it still does?
I haven't been okay. That will be our question
for the next show. How is that burger?
Okay. Well, I will go investigate. And when I went in, the eggplant fries had changed. I know we had talked about eggplant fries on the last show, and they were shoestring and delicious. And I went in that night, and they were big, and there was too much. I don't really like eggplant. There was too much eggplant to batter ratio, and I wrote Kelly, and she said she is. Since fixed the eggplant fries.
All right.
So I will be going back for
their fries. Their basic fries at Remedy were always great.
Yeah.
But Kelly's French fries have always been great, so I expect that they still will be. Yeah.
I have a theory that the first pastry, bringing us back to our theme for this half hour, the first pastry that most people remember eating is either a donut or a birthday cake.
You bet.
And some people, that's where they draw the line. They never eat anything except donuts or birthday cake. Do you remember the first pastry you ever tasted, Gloria?
I think it really was in the category of white cake in some form. So if you give me a slab of that as big as a city block, I'll be happy. With my fingers, scooping
Mary?
Out the ice.
I remember, and I'm not a big donut eater, but I remember the Hostess little donuts that were with the powdered sugar on them.
I think they call them donettes.
Donettes. Well, whatever.
I think that's a singing group.
They were little, I popped them in my mouth by the dozen, I think.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, it's hard to mention places like Sasha Baking Company or some of the new bakeries in town and donettes in the same word.
Yeah, that's true.
Same sentence. Emily, do you remember the first pastry you ever tasted in Raytown?
I grew up in Independence.
Oh,
thank you
sorry.
Very much. My parents divorced when I was very young, and my dad lived at 89th and Troost for a lot of the time I was growing up. And Lamar's Donuts is at the top of my list because I remember Lamar's from forever.
You're talking about the original one on Linwood, probably.
Probably. Mm-hmm. That's, where we would go. And I just – Lamar's Donuts have always kind of been as far as pastries in my mind. And I don't let myself go very often these days, but every once in a while I go and get a couple of donuts. I go to Oddly Correct Coffee, get a coffee, and then go to the Lamar's Donuts on Linwood.
You seek the best always.
I do.
Lindsay in Prairie Village emailed us, the best red velvet cupcakes in the city are at the Mix, hands down, she says. She was talking specifically about the Mix on the Plaza. Made by the owner's aunt with a variety of other flavors. I'm not a big red velvet fan. I think it's sort of a novelty cake, but if she says so.
But isn't it just white cake with red food coloring?
I always thought it was chocolate cake with red food coloring, but Mary, what do you?
I think it does have chocolate in it.
It's a cocoa cake, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump over that and go right to the Upper Crust Bakery in downtown Overland Park. I can't get in the door without just salivating because they have fabulous everything.
Gloria, is that that is in old downtown Overland Park?
It is. It's on Santa Fe. Okay.
And there's also the original location in downstairs Pride's. Of Pride's open Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. And the other one in Johnson County is only open Wednesday through Saturday, I believe.
And the one in Pride's, I think, is just pies.
They have quiches and cookies.
Okay. They must have the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it is fabulous, and it's adorable.
What's your favorite thing from the upper crust?
Their sugar cookies are at least 2 inches thick, and they just melt in your mouth. They're fabulous. But there's others, I will say.
I love that story because I remember my grandmother, may she rest in peace, who her mother, my great-grandmother, grew up on a farm in Ohio, and my grandmother was always looking for a sugar cookie that was that thick, mm-hmm. that tasted like her grandmother's. Mm. So it's good to know that those old farm cookies are still around.
Yeah. Oh, delish.
Mary, are you a cookie fan at all?
I love cookies and brownies. I could do without pastries, cake. I like carrot cake. I like cheesecake, but birthday cake, I had ice cream cake when I was growing up without the cake part.
That's why she's the thinnest food critic.
Yeah, so.
But ice cream and cookies are not low-cal. But Sasha's had great cookies. Dolce has really good cookies in Prairie Village at 3930 West 69th Terrace.
Dolce has good everything.
Yeah. And I love the little carrot cake cupcakes at Cafe Europa. at 55th and
Now, there is a restaurant that has a real nice focus on baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that fabulous lemon cake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They have a nice assortment of desserts.
They do.
And they've got that pastry case that if you just want to go in for a cookie or a roll or something, they are there right at the door.
I don't know if the Nelson makes their own pastries, but the scones are great. They are.
Or as a barista in town who's from England told me once, it is pronounced scone.
Scum.
Well, we want to know where you go for your scones at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We want to hear from you where you like to go for pastries. You know, people are very passionate about their pastries and very passionate about what baked goods they like or bakeries they like.
This isn't particularly odd, but, Kunafa at the Basha. Have you had that? I can't explain it.
It's a Middle Eastern dessert, right?
It is.
Is it in the baklava
so
family, would you say?
No, there's no phyllo in it. It's like cheese, but it's got this rosewater topping, and it is out of this world.
Hmm.
And also, at Hot Basil, they have a crab rangoon drizzled with chocolate, and it's delicious.
Is it cream cheese and crab?
No. No.
And then it's not a crab rangoon.
It looks like a crab. It's probably a stuffed wonton.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Wait, if I remember.
But crab rangoons have cream cheese on the inside.
Yeah, it's cream cheese, but I don't know. But
I thought it was chocolate mousse.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It's good.
We are getting tweets. Jeff tweeted us that the best pastries are found at the Parisi coffee shop. I don't think they make their own pastries, but I could be wrong. But they are good pastries wherever they may come from. We are getting a full switchboard. That's good news. We always like to hear from you. I think people go to different bakeries for different things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Though I think a lot of coffee shops in town do use pastries from that place up north on Armor Road.
It's a place.
How am I blanking on this?
Le Monde Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Le Monde Bakery, which is on Armor Road in old Kansas City North, or North Kansas City. And it's a classic. Bread's delicious. Maybe the best Danish rolls in Kansas City. They're really good. I know not everybody loves them. But
mm-hmm.
And on Tuesdays, they have maybe the best Vietnamese spring rolls in Kansas City. So who knew? Le Monde Bakery in North Kansas City. We are getting to let's find out what Karen in Raytown, where do you like to go?
Well, you just talked about it. I was going to call about Le Monde Bakery up north. It's the only place that has real pastry.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, buttery, flaky, delicious pastry.
There's also a place in the city market that has pastry, but their prices are a little high.
I bet you're talking about Bloom?
Yeah.
They're really quality pastries. I guess, you know, you have to pay premium prices sometimes for premium quality, but I love the pastries at Bloom. I think they're delicious.
Yeah, their stuff is good. There's no doubt it's good. But Le Monde, I think, is as good, and it's a much more reasonable price.
All you have to do is cross the river, baby, and you're there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Terry. Terry in Kansas City. Terry, where have you been? Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're with us. Where do you like to go for a bakery or a baked good?
Muncher's Bakery in Lawrence, Kansas.
Where is Muncher's?
Muncher's. It's right off of 9th and Iowa.
And is it a newer bakery?
No, it's old. It's been there a long time, and it's open 24 hours, 6 days a week.
Well, there's something to be said for that, yeah. Do you like Muncher's better than Wheatfields?
The only place that has cream cheese donuts is Muncher's, and they're to die for. Wheatfields is delicious, so.
And they've got good cookies at Wheatfields.
They do.
They've got good everything at Wheatfields, yes. And Wheatfields is Wheatfields on
Vermont.
Vermont. Hey, thank you, Terry. And let's go to Angel. Angel in Raytown.
Hello.
Hello, Angel. We lost Angel accidentally. Our producer is saying it's her fault, and I'm going to give her
credit. She fell into the cream cheese.
I know. Where is your favorite donut place, by the way? We always want to know that.
Oh, boy.
Because donuts do fall
in the Space Age.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, like
Mary?
I'm not a donut fan.
Oh, Mary, you're killing me today.
Mary,
I'm
it's
not
funny
even
because
a sweets fan, but you're killing me.
Mary will eat three plates of French fries and not one donut, and I love her.
But I'd eat three cookies.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
What's your favorite donut, Charles Ferruzza?
Oh, I try to stay away from donuts because they are so fattening. But I'm also a Lamar's fan.
Who's doing Cronuts?
Cronuts?
Anybody? Oh.
We wrote about them in the pitch, and I mercifully was not the person who went. I want to say it was out somewhere in Johnson County.
Really?
I tried to make them once, you know? I had found a recipe for you make Cronuts with croissant, you know, the croissant stuff that comes in the tube.
Oh, no.
They were not quite. Okay.
Have you ever seen real croissant being made? Uh-uh. There's a place in Santa Fe where they've got an open wall where they're making it, and they keep rolling out the dough through a machine, and then they keep putting pats of butter on it and rolling, folding over the dough, and then rolling it out again, and more pats of butter, rolling it out.
That is the way every pastry should be made in the United States.
It's an incredible process.
Let's go to Barbara. Barbara in Midtown, what do you want to tell us about?
Hi, I just tuned in, so I'm not sure anybody's mentioned it yet, but it's kind of like a sort of best-kept secret. It's been there probably about a year, but it's a little teeny bakery on 39th Street. It's right across the street.
Oh, you're talking about Matuka?
Matuka, yeah. Did you already mention it?
No. I'm glad you brought it up, though, because it's really one of my very, very favorite bakeries.
Oh, isn't it great? It feels like you're in this little European, bakery off of some little side street, and the lady is great. She apparently just didn't get as much out of her 401k as she expected. So
who did?
She's always loved baking. Oh, God, no kidding. And so she loved baking, and she decided to do it. It's a labor of love, and she... so friendly and so nice, and the way everything's displayed is so, like, each plate is a different little sort of vintage plate that you get things on, and it's just got so much character, and of course all the stuff is terrific. In fact, my problem going in there, I have to put off it because I can't just get one thing.
Now, Barbara, I'm glad you brought up Matuka, because right across the street is maybe the only decent vegan bakery in Kansas City, Mud Pie. And
that's true. Yeah,
I, one of the reasons I love Mud Pie so much is that the pastries don't taste like vegan pastries. You know, vegan could be kind of dry.
It's actually when I was coming out of there one day thinking, oh, well, I don't want anything bad enough to, they didn't have my favorite thing. And that's how I discovered Matuka, because it's straight across the street. If you're walking out there, you look straight across, there it is. So, but I just wanted everybody to know about it, because I've been trying to tell people, and a lot of people hadn't heard of it. So,
well, it's so tiny that if you pass it quickly enough on 39th Street, you don't even notice it's there. But
there's no way. She's even trying to put a little sandwich sign out in front. But still, it's still, below where the cars are. You just wouldn't see it driving. You're right.
And you should probably call Matuka, because one day or maybe 2 days a week, after 4 or 5, some of the pastries are half price. And, that's always, the happiest news in the world.
I didn't know that myself.
Well, call over there and get the scoop.
She's closed on odd days, too. I think she's closed on Saturday.
She's closed on Saturday for religious reasons.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And let's go to Kelly. Kelly in Kansas City, Missouri. Where do you want to tell us about?
Hi. I just want to tell you about Sasha's Bakery. It's downtown in the Crosby Hotel building.
Uh-huh.
I went in there just before Easter, and I had a lava cake. It was absolutely to die for. It's adorable. I just love the space. Great place.
It is a darling place, so thank you for that. Lava cake, that sounds maybe possibly fatal and dangerous.
I could get on board with that, especially with a little coffee ice cream on top.
Let's go to Casey. Casey in Overland Park, where do you like to go?
Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. I would like a small shout-out to LeMond Bakery and our North of the River. I know you spoke about it recently. It's my favorite place because I love the fact that I can get palmiers and spring rolls all at the same time. You can't ask for better than that. But my true shout-out is for two restaurants. One is Cafe V in Overland Park, because they have a connection with the Formosa Bakery, a place in Lawrence, Kansas.
Right.
And every Friday is, I guess, when they get all their shipments in for the week. And what happens Friday afternoons, Formosa Bakery makes all their torts and their cakes for the week, brings a selection out to Cafe V, as well as classic buns, like red bean buns and shredded pork buns.
Ooh.
And they've got all kinds of wacko connections, like buns with, cream cheese filling, hot dogs and ketchup. It is totally a great conversational, cool thing. And you can get the best pho in town. I mean, it's a very cool little deal they have. The green tea tort and these little things called volcano cups they make, which are like little egg custard cups. Oh, my gosh. They are to die for.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a fun, unusual pastry choice, but it's a lot of fun. Hope everyone goes to support them.
All right. Thank you, Casey. We should say that Cafe V, and V is V-I-E, is at 103rd Street.
Marty.
On Marty, correct.
Mm-hmm. It's across the street from the gas station.
And when you walk in, you think, oh, this is a little coffee shop, which I guess it sort of is. And but they do have traditional Korean and Vietnamese dishes and, mm-hmm. you know, really, really good. And I do love the pastries there.
Mm. You know, another place we should mention is Boulevard Bakery at 2815 Independence. People love those decorated
cookies,
frosted cookies.
They are very, very good.
And we were talking about croissants earlier. I can't let this show end without talking about Farm to Market's croissants. They are so good. They're kind of giant. And I've mostly only ever had them at events, so I don't know exactly where you buy them.
I don't know if they sell them in the grocery store.
I also really love the goat cheese croissant at Natasha's Mulberry and Mott, and I believe that it might be, if someone wanted to call and confirm, a Farm to Market croissant with goat cheese in it.
That's a good place, Mulberry Mott. They're on the plaza now.
Beautiful pastries.
Yeah,
very
beautiful. And where do you get the beignets that are – is that the city market?
Yes.
Is there a name?
What beignets.
It's called beignets?
I think it's beignets? Called beignet, isn't it?
Mm. I think so. I mean –
the place with the giant beignets.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I think it's called beignet.
Yeah. That's Brian Merker's little shop. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Vince called with a shout-out to Big Mama's, Big Mama's Roll at Crown Center. They are legendary cinnamon rolls. So,
don't they also do cream puffs?
I don't know. But
I feel like I was at Forks and Corks or something a couple years ago, and Big Mama's was doing cream puffs, and they were amazing.
Who does profiteroles?
I just had profiteroles recently at Savah.
Is the new
champagne.
Delicious.
Yes, the champagne bar in Westport. Mm. And they do profiteroles, and they are amazing.
Ooh.
And we should say profiteroles are a little...
cream puffs.
Yeah, shoe pastry filled with custard, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're basically like little donut holes with, I think these might have had ice cream in them, and with chocolate sauce over the top.
Westport Cafe has a good... profiterole, too.
They have a wonderful profiterole. And Westport Cafe is on Westport Road in Westport.
Yes.
So we are taking your phone calls. Suddenly we have a full switchboard again. And we have about 7 minutes to take the phone calls. So we'll try to do what we can here. Pastry, we knew it would be a popular topic, and it certainly has been. Kathy in Independence called Poppy's Donut Shop in Independence. It's a mom and pop donut shop. I have actually been to Poppy's, and I like them a lot. I'm trying to remember where in Independence they are. It seems that it was on a major thoroughfare of some kind, maybe Nolan Road, or someone will have to call and tell us the address for Poppy's. And I believe it's P-O-P-P-I, apostrophe S. Let's go to Tina. Tina in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Tina. Hi. Where have you been?
Well, you haven't mentioned Andres, I don't think.
You know, it's funny. You were reading my mind. I was thinking, you know, the greatest pastries in Midtown are probably at Andres Confiserie Suisse.
That was good.
Yes, 51st. Good brioche, too, yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if Wally's is still around.
No, I don't think so.
North of the river, I think it is. Oh. I don't want to close it if it's not.
Wasn't it in KCK?
No. Wally's was north of the river.
Yes, on, I guess they call it Oak Street up there, north of.
Yeah, north of Traffic Way.
I'm thinking of something.
And if anyone has been to Wally's lately, I would love a phone call.
It appears to still be open. Yeah. It's 3855 North Oak Traffic Way. And I also have an address for Poppy's. It is at 318 24 Highway. So that's over by the Truman Library in Independence.
So thank you, Terry. And let's go to Jean. Jean, you want to talk about Mexican pastry?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's your favorite Mexican bakery?
Well, my favorite is on Independence Avenue. There's a couple, but the one that I like the best where they make the wonderful tres leches cakes. I'm blocking on the name right now.
Are you talking about Elvira's?
Elvira's, yeah. Yes.
I love Elvira's. And they do have the best tres leches cake.
Have you ever had the one at Poco's? And it's layered.
No,
so there's chocolate on the bottom and then the typical on the top.
Wow.
It's really good.
But there are a number up and down Independence Avenue and also Central Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas.
That is correct. And if I remember, at Elvira's, you could also get... different flavors of they do have all the traditional Mexican pastries in the cases, but
Churros?
Not
empanadas, maybe? Fruit empanadas?
They could be fruit empanadas. That may be it. All I know is I went in one day and I walked out 50 pounds heavier. So anyway, thank you, Gene. Thank you for that phone call. And let's go to Patricia. Patricia in Prairie Village.
Hi. I just wanted to give a shout out to Dolce Bakery in Prairie Village. They have the most amazing cinnamon rolls I have ever had. They are literally like lick your fingers, scrape the frosting off the bottom of the box. Good. It's so delicious.
It is a classic also, bakery. Yeah.
Yeah. And she also makes yummy, yummy scones. She has like six different kinds and they vary seasonally. She has some in the fall. She makes sweet potato scones. And at first I thought that was a little strange, but oh, they are so delicious. So Dolce Bakery in Prairie Village. And now they've been moved recently. They're right next to the Hallmark store there in the Prairie Village shop. So.
Great. Thank you, Patricia. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what do you want to tell us about?
Yes, I was trying to let you all know about M&M's Bakery on 31st and Woodland. It's a deli. He makes his own bread and some of the best pastries.
You know, I love that place. I haven't been for a while, but yeah, I think it's been around for decades. And it's right before you get to 71 Highway, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And they have the Hook 'em Up sandwich, which is their signature sandwich.
All right. I'm so glad, Aaron, you called with a shout-out for M&M Bakery because it is a classic. Let's go to Lee. Lee in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi. I want to mention a restaurant. Well, it's like a coffee shop. It's about a year old in Parkville on a Route 9 near Park University. And this is a lady who specializes in French bakery. And she makes quiches and
scones. Wait, are you, Lee, are you talking about the French Bee?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a cute little place. I would call it a bake shop more than a coffee shop, but.
Yes.
And
but they have an area where you can sit, and they do make all the different kinds of coffee. And they have an espresso machine and cappuccino and that kind of thing. So. They also have some soup and each day a sandwich, but mostly she focuses on the cookies, like a lavender cookie, and she has a special, she calls it the her bee cookie, which has kind of the it has chocolate chips and the dried fruits and things in it, and she changes it up every day, and she started to make a couple of gluten-free entries that are pretty good.
Thank you. That's a good thing. Let's go to Josh in Overland Park. Josh, what do you want to tell us about?
Oh, yes. Hi. I just had to say I definitely agree with Wally's. I've been going there for a long time. And that Cafe V place is excellent, worth checking out.
All right. Hey, thank you, Josh. You know, we are coming to the top of the hour. And I just want to put a quick thing. Our pal Linda Scher here wants to know where she can get a delicious cream puff. You know, Linda only weighs about 13 pounds, so I don't know why she wants a cream puff. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants or bake shops we mentioned today at kcur.org/centralstandard in just a few hours. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with a look at graduation. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Christy Garten. Our announcer is the lovely Linda Scher. Our intern is Kate Baxendale. Up to date, just 1 minute away, has a review of films. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your sweets, Kansas City.